Good evening. I'm meteorologist Dave Epstein. Welcome to this edition of Weather Wisdom. I figured why make you folks wait until tomorrow morning? And we do have some more information to talk about here during the evening. Some things have changed a little bit from today. Still looking at the snowstorm. Still, my thinking is that we're going more with the models that are keeping it closer to the coast. So we will see accumulation and we're going to see quite a bit of it. Now, how much snow are we going to see? That's really what this is all coming down to. The map that I put out on Twitter here this afternoon or late afternoon, early evening was 12 to 20 inches for the Boston area with a couple of 24-inch plus bands running from Boston down through the South Shore. Those could extend into the North Shore. And then as you get west of 495, I think you're going to start going from a foot down to 6 inches once you get out, say, past Spencer, on through Gardner. And then as you get further west, we'll probably be in the 6 and then ramping down to 3 inches. So most of this is going to be in central and eastern Massachusetts in terms of the big hit. When's it arriving? Well, it does arrive here during the early morning hours of Saturday, but I think it takes a while to ramp up. I suspect that what we're going to see is the radar filling in south of Boston during the course of the morning. It may take a little while to kind of erode some of the drier air to the north so that, you know, it could be mid-morning before some of you listening across northern sections really start getting into the accumulating snow. I'll have a better idea of that timing tomorrow, but you might be able to get some errands done Saturday morning early. But then by the time you get to mid to late morning and certainly through the afternoon, you're going to want to be off the roads because this thing's going to come in pretty hard and we're going to have these heavy bands of snow. We're going to see the wind increase and that's going to create blowing and drifting. And I also suspect we're going to see probably blizzard warnings issued. One thing I learned today is that they don't issue blizzard watches anymore. They had kind of a regrouping of the hazards from the National Weather Service. And so now they don't issue a blizzard watch. So we just have winter storm watches. And then that could convert over to a blizzard warning if that's what it looks like is going to happen. By the way, I said this morning, blizzards are visibility warnings. And it means that the visibility would be a quarter mile or less for 3 hours in a row due to snow and blowing snow and winds of 35 miles an hour, sustained or infrequent gusts. So that's kind of what a blizzard is. It doesn't matter whether we got 20 inches of snow or we got 3 inches of snow, you could still have a blizzard. Let's talk more about some of the other things I'm seeing. It's going to get really cold. Temperatures are going to go down to about 20 or even into the upper teens during the storm, especially during the height of the storm. And that means that the ratio of water to snow is going to be high. In a typical snowstorm, let's say typically 28 to 32 degrees, you'd have a 1 to 10 inch ratio. What does that mean? Well, it means that if you melted down what was on the ground, and let's make believe it was 10 inches, it would turn into 1 inch of water. I think with this storm, we go to 1 to 20 inch ratios by the time we get into the height of the storm, maybe 1 to 18. It's going to be close. So that means that the models, if they put out 8 tenths of an inch, you could be getting 16, 17 inches of snow, even if we don't get as much moisture because the heaviest is staying offshore. And I think that's going to contribute to this thing piling up quite a bit. And that's one of the reasons why you see the maps all over the place, you know, all the way up to 2 feet plus some. I've seen some 30 inches. I've certainly seen the 12 inches further to the west than I have it. I've seen the 20 inches all the way back west of Worcester. Yeah, sure, that's possible. In these situations, I'm trying to give you guys an idea of what you're going to experience. So we know that the snow will be fairly light Saturday morning. We know it's going to be really heavy during the middle part of the day and through the evening Saturday. We know winds are going to ramp up. We know we're going to have blizzard conditions. Does it necessarily totally matter whether or not you have 14.8 inches or 18.4 inches? It's going to be a storm. And it's going to be big. The snow is going to be light and fluffy in general. It will trend lighter and fluffier for you folks who perhaps are listening over the Cape and the Islands. Because early in the storm, there may actually be some mixing, even a little bit of rain at the beginning. But as that cold air comes in, the snow will go from, you know, it will go from mixed to all snow, heavier wet snow, and then it'll dry out throughout the storm. So by the time you get to that last, you know, several hours, it's going to be light and fluffy even down towards the Cape and the Islands as well. Couple of things I think about during this. So the Atlantic's really warm right now. The Gulf of Maine and down through Massachusetts Bay, some of the fastest warming water on the planet as compared to average. And I wonder, does this warming contribute to seeing some really big totals? So could we see, You know, I didn't put this on the map, but I do think about it. Could we see 30, 36 inches somewhere? It's not impossible. I mean, we've done it. We've done it in other storms. In some locations, we've gotten to those amounts. We've had 40-inch amounts in some places. So I do think about that, and I'll kind of look at things overnight tonight and early tomorrow morning when I get up, and I'll be thinking about, you know, am I going to start mentioning that on maps? Will I put a 24 to 36-inch amount if it looks like we're going to get, let's say, you know, 1.8 inches of melted, and I feel confident about that, and the temperature is going to be 20, well, there's your 36 inches. Not impossible. I don't want folks to, you know, after listening to this, think that everybody's going to get 3 feet. The other thing is that a lot of the maps you see, you'll see these wide swaths, you know, and even I do it, 12 to 20 inches, and then I try to indicate where the bands are going to be. Ultimately, when you look at a snow map after one of these systems, there's usually an area. It's relatively narrow. It might be 10, 20, 30 miles. It has some sort of little blob to it. And that's where you get, you know, what folks call the jackpot. I don't want to broad brush 24 inches yet, because I don't think everybody's going to see 24 inches in eastern Massachusetts. I think it's going to be more because of those bands. And that band usually will start setting up somewhere. And once it does, it will probably get stuck. And my favorite area is probably from Boston down to Quincy, back through maybe Foxborough, you know, heading down towards Carver and Plymouth, and maybe even on to the Cape. So in that general area, I'm not saying all of you are going to get 2 feet, but I think that's the favorite area to get 2 feet. There might be another little bit of enhancement up towards the North Shore. Eastern Essex County sometimes can do the same thing in these situations. I've seen that occur as well. So again, just to recap, bottom line here, great day tomorrow, cloudy skies, clouds sticking up. It's going to have that snow sky, lower 30s. You can get out. Again, check the shovel, check the snowblower, make sure, you know, your car's gassed up. No one's going anywhere unless you have to on Saturday, but you still should be gassed up. And I would not go crazy food shopping, because it's going to be a light, fluffy snow. It's not going to be the kind of snow where they're not going to be able to clear it. And I suspect by midday Sunday, certainly by early afternoon, you know, people will be able to get out to supermarkets. Some of these things may close or open, I guess, a little bit late on Sunday, just because it'll take workers a while to shovel out. But I think we're going to be okay. And also Logan Airport will probably end up being closed for a while. It may be closed Sunday morning. If the winds end up being as strong as some of the models are predicting, 40, 50 miles an hour, you're going to get huge drifts with the light snow. And imagine that open runway, you've been to Logan, the snow will just drift and you'll get these huge drifts and it gets very difficult to remove it. And until the winds die down, it just keeps drifting and drifting and drifting. And that's why often the runways end up being just completely shut down. In terms of power outages, I think the greatest risk is southeastern Massachusetts, right along the coastline, because that's where winds are going to be strongest. Could the power go out in Metro West, North Shore, you know, inland North Shore, inland Essex County, northern Middlesex? Yeah, absolutely. But I don't think we're going to see widespread power outages with this, because the snow's so light, winds will be a little bit lighter. And this time of year, with no leaves on the trees, the wind just kind of blows through the trees as well. So it's a little bit easier to do that. So yeah, it's a true nor'easter. It could end up being a blizzard warning kind of storm. And most of it falls mid-morning to late morning Saturday through early to mid-evening Saturday night. So that's your window. That's when it's really going to come down. And we could see some, you know, 1 to 3 inch rates per hour with some of this storm. So that's also kind of an interesting part of it when we get into those bands. I'm excited about it. I'll do an update tomorrow. There's a lot of information that's going to come in between, it's 7 o'clock right now, between now and tomorrow morning. I'll try to get this updated for you by 5:30 or 6 o'clock after I kind of look at a bunch of stuff. I hope it's not going to change too much, because, you know, you start talking about one of these big storms. I don't want to wake up in the morning and see the whole thing shifted out to sea, and I've got to move 2 to 4 inches over Boston. I don't think that's going to happen, but hey, it's weather. You know, sometimes it does do weird things, but I don't think so. Have a great evening.